Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
I hurt myself today to see if I still feel. I focus on the pain, the only thing that's real. The needle tears a hole, the old familiar sting. Try to kill it all away, but I remember everything. What have I become? My sweetest friend, everyone I know goes away in the end. And you could have it all, my empire of dirt. I wear this crown of thorns upon my liar's chair, full of broken
thoughts. Republic Broadcasting Network, how you folks all doing this lovely Saturday? This is, I'm your host, John, A Talk With John, here on Saturdays. From 4 to 6 Central, 3 to 5 Mountain Standard Time, you can join me here on Talk with John. The reason why I call it Talk with John is because I enjoy that interaction. Maybe someday I'll be able to be like Mike Rivero, Steve Elkins, John Statmiller, and the pontifications from John. But it's Talk with John because I firmly believe in that open dialogue, so it's Talk with John, definitely right now. I'm going to be introducing my guest just here in just a moment. I do want to mention, please support the Republic Broadcasting. We heavily rely on the donations of the audience. Please visit our advertisers. Let them know that you came there because of us. And frequent them, if you would. Let them know, like I said, that you showed up because of Republic Broadcasting Network and the shows like this one and the many others that we have. Today is Saturday, August 7th, 2021. I do want to start out with my show prayer, as it were, and it's a prayer in my heart. So you don't need to bow your head and close your eyes, as it were. But this is the prayer of my show. I hope my show is a gift back to my founding fathers. I hope my show is a gift back to my forefathers, the founding fathers, and may it be an acceptable token to our Father above. Then the show mantra: where there is liberty, there is the Spirit of Christ. Where the Spirit of Christ is, there will be liberty. And the greater the Spirit of Christ, the greater liberty will be. From time to time, we will get into Christian-specific things. But I try to bring on principles of freedom. And every once in a while, I'm going to bring on someone who doesn't believe it. I'm going to bring on a specific Democrat. In fact, there will be those that I'm going to welcome in that will be from the progressive side, and we may kick around a few things. But sometimes to root out liberty, you've got to point out what liberty isn't. And I try to do that in a respectful way. But I'm getting stronger and stronger in saying no. No, that's not a proper role of government. No, those aren't proper principles. And I'm going to stand up and in my very sinful, needing grace way, stand up for Christian principles as best I can. So without any further ado, let's get to my current guest. I've already ate up too much time. His name is Ammon Bundy. Yes, he is that Ammon Bundy of that Bundy group down from Nevada. He is currently running for this governor for the state of Idaho. And ladies and gentlemen, you need to support him. You need to, may I suggest that you need to support him? You need to do reach out to his campaign and see what you can do, because we need good patriots. This man has been at the forefront. He's been, frankly, I don't know how much he felt like he was doing it, but he's put his life on the line. He's put his money and his family's liberty to a large degree and his personal liberty on the line. So when there's someone like that that's running for governor, I think he's worth, at the very least, you listening to and considering supporting. I'm going to tell you this. I wish I had a man like this as my governor in the state of Utah. So without any further ado, Ammon Bundy, thank you so much for joining me here today.
Absolutely, John. Thank you for the opportunity. I look forward to talking to you.
We've already had a few conversations, and they've been great conversations in the past, and I don't see any reason why we won't be having some really good conversation here today. And as I asked you in the past, I think I'm guessing you're going to feel the same way. You'd be fine with taking calls here a little later on. Is that right?
Oh yeah, I'm fine with that. Absolutely.
So let's do this. For definitely the remainder of this break, the break comes up, and shame on me. I should have sent you our break schedule. So at 20:29, so our next break is going to be at 20 minutes after the hour. And let's, for the next couple of minutes, why, Ammon, you're just a rancher. Why should someone support you for governor? And what made you, let's start with this. Why did you go, I want to throw my hat in the ring after everything you've been through? And then the follow-up question is going to be, why you?
Well, I'm not very good at being a victim. And I see the opportunity to make a change. I see the political climate here in Idaho and across the country where people are wanting a change. I mean, we have, you know, governors like DeSantis in Florida. We have the South Dakota governor. We have other leaders. They're few. They're far in between. But when they stand up, the people appreciate it. They recognize it. And they realize that that's the purpose of government. And I'm not willing to let Idaho go down the path that Oregon and Washington has gone down, California, other states I could point out.
Let's throw in Utah.
Yeah, Utah. I mean, you could go in Colorado, and we have a lot of the same challenges. And our leaders here, Rhino leaders, are taking us down that same path, and they're doing it intentionally. And it's baffling to me why they would want Idaho to become an Oregon or a Washington, but that's the path they're taking it. And I feel like I have an opportunity. I know I have an opportunity to get in the position that can turn that around and correct it.
I see pictures of the Idaho governor, and you know, he looks like he's a real true conservative. I've heard statements from him, and he carries himself as a conservative. So why you?
Well, let's define what conservative is. I mean, Is conservative someone who minimizes government? Is a conservative someone who respects the individual liberties of a person? Is a conservative someone who is responsible with, with funds, with money? Are they someone who recognizes the different branches and the needs to have check and balances in government? And if that's what a conservative is a conservative someone who, respects their neighbor, respects their neighbor's rights? If that's someone who is a conservative, then Governor Brad Little here in Idaho is not a conservative. He is not a conservative. There is no way that he could claim that title if those things are conservatism. That's just the facts, because what did he do here in Idaho? What did he do? It wasn't very long ago here in Idaho that Governor Little, under executive order, this is 2020, used multiple executive orders to shut down churches, restrict unauthorized travel, and close quote-unquote non-essential businesses. He also sent his Idaho State Police after businesses and raided them because they refused to close. People were arrested for having church outside. These are things that went on in Idaho under Governor Little's quote-unquote conservative authority.
Didn't they have a mother arrested at a park because she had the audacity to rip down some yellow tape and go let her child play on a playground?
Yeah, she didn't even rip down the yellow tape. They were just at the playground. So you're getting kind of two different stories mixed up. There was somebody that did do that, but it wasn't even her. She was there with her children at the park, and the police came and told her she had to leave. She said, well, we're not on the playground. We're just here in the wood chips. We're not doing anything harmful. We're outside. And they arrested her for it and trespassed her. And she's still fighting those charges in these courts. And the prosecutors are doing this under the quote-unquote authority of Governor Little. The prosecutors in Idaho are under the executive branch, and they're doing it under his authority. He is the one pushing these buttons.
Okay. I want to get to a couple things that I think the mainstream media is trying to get out. I went to your website and got this off of, but the mainstream media is putting out that a couple things. One, you're anti-government. You went and took over the Mahler Wildlife Refuge in Orem, bringing in my U-tarn from Oregon. And then I want your thought. So let's hit that, and then I got a couple other things that let's kick around.
Well, they're the ones that are anti-government. They do not want to follow the structure of government, which is clearly established in our Constitution. They hate the Constitution. They hate the check and balances. They hate the protection that it gives each individual as far as exercising their liberty. And they hate that that people in this country are sovereign, that they are the ones that are in charge. So they're anti-government. I just want people to be able to live free and for the government to do the proper thing that they're supposed to do, which is leave people alone and only act if it's in defense of liberty. And so they're the ones that are anti-government.
Okay. What are your thoughts on sheriffs and the police?
Well, so it's a very interesting thing, because you have to have somebody there who is overlooking and kind of keeping things organized when it comes to the securing people's rights. And what the our form of government, and this has gone long before the United States was even formed, was the people would choose a sheriff. That sheriff's responsibility was to make sure that the people's rights were secured, make sure that theft wasn't going on, make sure that there wasn't, you know, murder and other things going on. That was his job. And the people in that community delegated the policing and arresting power to the sheriff so he can do the things he needed to do to properly secure the rights of the people. And that still is primarily going on. So I believe that sheriffs are very, very important to our country, to our security, and to ultimately to basically our way of life, and including our property. One thing that, as you know, I've pointed out many, many times, is that when you have like federal policing agencies, well, they haven't been given any policing and arresting power directly from the people. Where did they get their policing and arresting power? They just made it up themselves. And this is the same with state police and also with city police as well. And that might seem a little extreme to some people, but you have to understand that the reason why the city police were even named police officers was because they were policy officers enforcing the policy of the city. But never has any, in any form, has the people given anybody but the sheriff policing and arresting power. So that's his duty. He's the chief law enforcement officer in the county. He's the one that has that, and no one else has authority to police and arrest in the county without getting his permission. And he has the authority to deputize. He can deputize everybody in the county if he needs be. And that was designed so that, you know, if he and his deputies can't handle what's like, if there's a situation, emergency situation or an imminent situation where he has to defend, he can call on as many people as he wants to defend. And so that's how I feel. I feel like the sheriffs are extremely important to liberty. And I honor them and intend on, as governor, strengthening that position and helping them understand the true role they have in protecting the people's rights.
I love how you pointed out the difference between the police and the sheriffs. So in my day-to-day efforts, day-to-day earning a living for my family, I went in and spoke with a firearms manufacturer in Utah. And they specialize in the taking a firearm and making it very precise. They're a gunsmith. And so I went and spoke. A lot of the police and the sheriff go there. And so I went and spoke with the owner of the company. And we were talking. It was right as the Black Lives Matter protests were starting up, and they were talking about getting rid of police. And I said, you know, I agree with the idea of getting rid of the police. And he just kind of looked at me and went, what? Because we'd spoken several times. He knew I was pretty conservative. I think we should get rid of all the police. I think we should stop it tomorrow if we can. And he looked at me with just like the most high level of, like, it was first like, you know, record scratch. You, how dare you say, you know, like, I can't believe you just said that. And then I doubled down on it. I said, I really mean it. And then he just got, you could tell he was getting a little angry. I said, but don't trust me. I haven't bought into the Kool-Aid. I said, here's what I think we should do. I said, and I threw in John Stattmiller, who's the owner of RBN. And I said, let me give you a quote from him. He said, what I think should happen is the next, every single police precinct, when they meet in the mornings, you know what? That's the music for a break. I'll finish on the other side, and I'll let you give your thoughts on it.
La, la, la. Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Republic Broadcasting Network. Let's get back to it. This is Talk with John here on Republic Broadcasting. I'm your host, John. I'm with Ammon Bundy right now running for governor. So I was sharing a little bit of a conversation that I had with a firearms manufacturer and gunsmith here in Utah. So So after saying, I think we should get rid of the police should be done away with. And he gave me that at first, he had that moment of, I can't believe you're saying this. You're not that kind of guy. He thought I was kidding around. Then he realized I was serious. And I said, let me tell you why. Because what I think we should do is we should go into every police precinct, hand out, and have the HR for the sheriff there and say, hey, y'all are hired pretty much. Pretty much almost all of you are going to be hired. Just fill out the application, and we're going to, tomorrow you're going to, instead of being part of whatever PD, you're now sheriff deputies. And the benefit to that, I said, the benefit to that is now instead of if you've got the mayor go to the captain of the police or whoever is over the police and says, okay, I want you to institute this policy, that doesn't happen anymore. It's the sheriff that is directly accountable to the citizen and is voted upon by them. And he goes, I don't know if I like that idea. He goes, I don't know that can work. So I said, all right, you got police officers coming in and out of here every day. I want you to ask them. And he asked for multiple precincts, and a number of them said, you know what, functionally my job wouldn't change. And they said, I probably wouldn't have a problem with it. None of them said that they would really have a problem with it. And that functionally, what they do day to day wouldn't change. And some of them said yes. And then we don't have, now I have, some of them totally understood what I was getting at. So yeah. I appreciate that you're on board with that too, because there's the two people that are at the head of law enforcement and governing and in a county and in states it's the governors and the sheriff. And in my opinion, the sheriff supersedes the governor within his county. But
The people never give the governor the policing and arresting power. They only give the sheriff that. And so even though they do play some familiar roles a little bit, but there's only one person in each county that is given policing and arresting power. And so you're absolutely right. And it's like if you have the police, you know, the police forces, the cities and the state and the federal, what you have, you know, we always talk about taxes without representation, right? That's something that's pretty taxation without representation. Well, what about law enforcement without representation? And that's what you have when you have these city police, state police, and federal police. You can't vote the person who is in charge of those agencies out. So the people lose the power to be able to control. And that's why some agencies get out of control and they just keep doing it over and over again. And the people have no recourse. Well, our founders understood that law enforcement was not supposed to be used without the sheriff's authority, without the sheriff.
Well, we're going to hit a couple of the principles what you're running for. Let's hit the last thing. Ammon, have you ever held any governmental leadership position? What would qualify you for running for governor?
I've never run for any elected position, I guess, except I was the student body president at Virgin Valley High School I grew up in, Mesquite, Nevada. But I don't think that... qualifies me.
Well, as long as you're a citizen within your state, I think that's one of the things that qualifies. Okay,
but so I will tell you what I have done, though, John. I'll tell you what I have done.
Tell me. Let's hear it.
So I started a business when I was a teenager. I built it from scratch. It became a successful business. I built it up for 21 years and made a bunch of money. While I was building that business, I started another business, built it up and sold it. And then later, while I was still in the middle of that first business, I started another business from scratch, which was a tech business, a software business, and built it up to where it became and is the leading software in the industry I was in, and all over the continent. It became is one of the top softwares in the continent for the fleet maintenance shop management industry. And then just a few years ago, I sold all of those businesses and I cashed out of them, and then bought some commercial properties, and I've got some fruit trees that I grow fruit on, and I run those commercial properties. So not only that, is, as you know, in 2020, I started a organization called People's Rights. Sounds like we got to go to break, so I can kind of clean up after this.
Yes. We'll finish that up after this break.
Truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, honey, I'm home.
I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
I think you're crazy.
Is John of Talk with John here on Saturdays from 4 to 6 Central, 3 to 5 Mountain. You can tune in and join me here on these airwaves. So, I've got Ammon Bundy, who is running for governor, joining me right now. And we were interrupted by the, not interrupted. What's a better term? We had our valued clients that needed to share with them how they can go about getting their products purchased so we can stay here on air. So let's get back to it, Ammon.
Yeah, I was just explaining some of my experience, how inexperienced I was in running an office, but how I have a tremendous amount of experience in business, finance, hiring, firing, holding people accountable, creating a team that people enjoy to be part of and getting things done. And that goes for my political efforts as well. I've been able to rally tens of thousands of people when needed in the defense of, say, people like the Hammonds family or my family at the ranch and many others. And so that's what I'm about. I have a entrepreneurial spirit. I'm a family man with 6 children and a beautiful wife, and a desire and a conscience to stand up for my neighbors. And also, I have a pretty good understanding of the Constitution because I had to understand that, including presenting bills and pushing those things through legislatures. And so I guess that's my experience. Take it or leave it. That's what it is, John.
Let me put it this way. I wish most of our elected officials had that kind of resume. I think we need to have, well, that's what a number of the founders were. They weren't politicians per se. They were businessmen and so forth. And their idea was someone gets in, does their public service for a little while and gets out. And that's kind of here what I hear you talking about. Now, Ammon, we have some callers that would like to chat with you, but there are a couple platforms that you have that you're trying, a couple things that you're trying to accomplish in your run for office and the reasons why you're trying to run. So if you would go over, let's just give a quick highlight, give about a 2-minute highlight of what those positions are, and then we'll probably dive down into those a little bit more. But we already have two calls, so I'd like to get to them.
Well, I'm proposing the elimination of property tax. I believe that property tax is an immoral tax because it's the state's way of saying it owns everything and deifying itself, saying that basically the people really don't own their property. And as we know, that this country was founded on the idea of people being able to own their private property, including the land, including the resources. And so the fact that the state can tax somebody and take away their property is un-American, and it's immoral. And then, but people say, well, we have to have it in order to fund government. Well, you don't, because you can replace it with a consumption tax, and that way people can own their property. The government can be funded according to the purposes in which it was established for, and everything is okay. But what's not okay is when the state can take away people's property because they don't pay them. And that's happening in Idaho all the time to mostly the older people because they are on a fixed income, or when somebody loses their job or other circumstances put them in the position where they can't pay their taxes, they're actually losing their home. Historically, one other thing before I move on, historically, when you look at the Depression in the 30s, more people lost their home because they couldn't pay their property tax than because they couldn't pay for their home. And that's just a situation we here in America and in Idaho shouldn't be in.
Amen, brother.
So as far as several other things I'm running on, I plan on day one doing an executive order to declare that life begins at conception. And that would require the state to use its resources to protect that life from the beginning of the life. So I will work diligently with the legislature to try to make that a statutory, even a constitutional change in our state. I do plan on doing a lot of work in the quote-unquote justice system. I want to implement restitution and restoration laws, because our penal system right now is simply just a system of incarceration, where we just throw people in prison, we lock them away, and then somehow we expect them to come out better. And it's a complete failure in every way. In fact, in Idaho, we're paying almost $10,000 more per prisoner than the median income is for Idaho. I mean, how does that even make sense? We're paying for $10,000 more than for one person to be incarcerated in prison than the average family makes a year.
Okay, and so would you hand that over to private institutions?
No, I would not. I would change it from an incarceration-based system to a restitution-based system, just like our founders did. Where the person is, when a perpetrator is found guilty by a jury of his peers through a just process, which is another issue, when that person is found guilty, he is required to restore the damages to the victim. He's not thrown in prison unless there's a very huge need for that, an urgent need for that. he is required to restore the damages back to the victim. And that's the way it has been in every righteous nation. Early Israel was that way. The Anglo-Saxons were that way. The years of the Magna Carta. Anytime we see a society that is thriving well, they don't have an incarceration-based system. They literally hardly have any jails or any prisons because the perpetrator is required to restore the damages back to the victim. And if they can't restore damages such as murder and so forth, then capital punishment is implemented. And that is the way that you take care of deterring crime and securing rights without creating this huge, huge system that burdens the taxpayers, becomes a political system to punish political enemies. That's the way you make sure that that doesn't happen.
Let me throw out your other two positions of your other two main positions. Eliminate personal income tax and take back federal lands in Idaho. I think all of many, definitely Utah, people in Utah and Nevada would want to join in on that. Let's see if we can hit those a little bit more. But right now, we have got stacked lines, Ammon. We have people that want to talk to you. We have two people from Idaho and other parts of the nation that want to talk to you. So if it's okay, I want to go in the order of their weight, if that's all right, Ammon.
Absolutely. Let's do it.
Okay. First, Tom in Utah. What's on your mind, Tom?
Hi there, John and Ammon. By the way, John, my phone with your phone number disappeared. I have Ammon's, and Ammon, I got to tell you, out of respect of your time when you and I spoke before, there's a couple of federal issues or federal actions that I wasn't able to find time to expose to you, which I think are worthy of some effort, either by yourself or some of your helpful team. In 1974, there was a gathering at Iron Mountain, according to what I've been told. And they decided on how to go after property rights, family rights, and even civil rights, right? Anyway, so if you have a pencil and paper, mark down 1974 Iron Mountain meeting, and out of that came a couple of things. When you get a chance, call me. But the real key ones beyond that was the National Child Welfare Act, authored by Hillary Clinton and put into law in 1993, the National Child Welfare Act, and then followed up with the Adoption and the Safe Family Act of 1997. All of that was made aware through my efforts in that effort of mine exposing the poisoning of a tenth of the nation in the manufactured mobile home industry. That's in that website I referred you to, gassingamerica.com. Anyway, see if you can get staff to look at those three federal actions and see if it gives you some power in your candidacy.
Very good.
The family has to be given sovereignty, right?
Thanks, Tom.
Absolutely.
Appreciate it.
John, will you give me a holler so I get your number back?
Yes. I'll be in touch with you in the next 2 weeks. How about that? I guarantee it.
All right? 2 weeks. I could be dead.
Well, you'll still be alive.
I'm 80, remember. Oh, by the way, Ammon, I'd still love to hear from Cliven. He and I were friends for a long time. But I lost
him your message.
Thanks, Tom. Appreciate it.
Okay.
All right. Sam, I think up next is Marcus in Idaho. Marcus, what's on your mind?
Hello, Mr. Bundy. I really appreciate your family and what you did in the Malheur Wilderness to fight against the federal government. That is important. That is actions that we must take to say that we are the sovereign people and not the the people of the federal government. I like the fact that you're running. However, I think you're running on the 1990s Republican platform and not what we see today, like Blackstone buying up huge swaths of real estate in places. Blackstone should be definitely banned from Idaho. Any operations, we need to look at these corporations that are destroying the country's fabric and make sure that we block them from happening. There's a 21st century aspect that is happening that you're not engaging in, or that I haven't heard that you're engaging in, okay, and so, that so needs
Marcus,
to happen.
Marcus, I'm going to jump in here. You're calling from Idaho. What's your specific question or two for Ammon Bundy? You're giving very general statements.
All right. All right. Can we ban Blackstone from operating in our country? And can we look into MK Ultra and its operations within CIA operations within the nation, or at least our state?
Marcus, thank you for your questions.
I have a response or a question back to Marcus, if I could.
Okay, Marcus, hopefully you're still there.
How do you propose that we ban that under the Constitution of the United States? How would you ban that without violating the Constitution of the United States?
I mean, I would wonder how they could, Google could, and Twitter could ban a president from their platform. How do we allow these multinational corporations the absolute power to go against the will of any, even the president of the United States? That seems to me an overreach of power that is beyond the possibility, beyond the pale. And if we need to write new rules, then they need to be rewritten.
Emma, can I give an answer to that? Can I give an answer to that real quick? Marcus, yeah. I'm going to say you can't. But I'm also going to say you need to remove their two, I believe it's Section 230, which takes away their ability, because these platforms are not true public squares. So the reason why back in the day when Ma Bell and AT&T, when the mob would use the telephone at the corner to make a phone call and put a hit out on someone, the reason why they weren't able to be sued is because they were those interactions were considered a public square. Now that these platforms are deplatforming people, they should be able to be sued. They should not get a public square platform. We can get into the public square, but so my direct answer, so I'm going to let Ammon, forgive me for stepping in on you, but I wanted to give my two cents on this because I haven't really had the chance to do that in some time. But the bottom line is they should be liable. Okay, I'm going to shut up.
So I look at it on a little different direction, and I believe that this taking of the people's money, the government taking the people's money, and funding and giving these corporations unbelievable amounts of government funding, mostly federal funding, is really what has given these corporations such advantage over other businesses that compete with them. And if we would end the funding and the redistribution of wealth going to these large corporations that are acting against our liberties, we would solve the problem without government making more rules and laws, without having to enforce more things. We would solve it that way because other companies would be able to come in and compete with them, and people would have a choice not to use them. So,
Mark,
the answer is freedom. The answer is liberty. It's not more government. Because as soon as you allow the government to go after one corporation, well, guess what? They can go after all of them.
Ammon, I don't know if the buzzing sound is on your end or it's on ours. So, Marcus, I'm going to say thanks for your time and thanks for your questions. Ammon, so, let's see. The question was government overreach and MK Ultra.
Well, Ammon, I think people know how I feel. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can now.
I think people know how I feel about government overreach, but that problem solved again by actually adhering to the Constitution, to the limitations that the people have put on it. I mean, if you want to just overlook and just act like the Constitution of the United States isn't important anymore, that we've moved on from that, then tell me what it is that the people have authorized the government to do. And where do you find that? Where are the limitations? Where is the checks and balances? Where is that? You can't just abandon the Constitution and say it's just an old document. You can't. So
okay.
Anyway, that's my
position. Let's go to this break, and we've got more questions for you on the other side.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place.
Sam, can you ask him if he can go into the next hour?
So much space. And when you're out there without care, yeah, I was out of. Does that make me crazy?
All right, Republic Broadcasting Network, let's get back to it. All right, so Ammon, you've agreed to join with us into the next hour, so I appreciate that. Thank you so much, and let's get back to it. So the last question that Marcus had, MK Ultra, anything you want to touch there?
Just, I don't believe in any human experiments unless the person voluntarily does it. It's just that simple. That's just a fundamental right that a person has not to participate in it. I know that it's going on. I know it's a wicked thing, but I mean, what would Marcus want me to say? I certainly don't believe that the government has authority to be experimenting on people in any shape or form.
Good enough for me. Rita in Idaho, what's on your mind?
Well, hey, can you hear me?
We can. What's on your mind, Rita?
Oh, good. Well, I've never called the show, so I'm a little bit nervous, so be patient with me. But I called because I'm real excited to talk to the next governor of Idaho. So I had a question for Ammon Bundy. That time that you went to jail and asked not to be bailed out, but then you bailed yourself out and you didn't even tell your wife. So was that your third adultery or were there more?
Whoa, Rita.
Was that my what?
Your adultery. Was that your third incident of adultery or were there more than three?
Okay. Sam, let's cut her off. Oh my gosh. All right, Rita. I'm going to say that there's, as John Stattmiller likes to say, we have sometimes we have moles, trolls, and other holes. Rita, nice job. Way to go. All right, let's go to Andy in Texas. Andy, you there?
Hey, Ammon. Damn it, I'm glad I get to talk to you. I heard you on Liberty Radio. I've heard you on many different stations, and I've never been able to call in and talk to you. You are the epitome of a patriot. Your family is the epitome of patriotism. And I'm not talking about to your country. I'm talking about it to who you are, people. We live. So, I mean, man, this is a great opportunity right here. Look, man, I really hope you get that governorship up there in Idaho. I don't know how you ended up there. You started in Nevada, and then you worked your way to Oregon, and all of a sudden you're in Idaho. How you got there, that's a whole nother story. But get on with your business. You know what I'm saying? You want to say something about that?
Well, I grew up in Nevada.
Let's do this. We will answer that question on the other side of its top of the hour break.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
You can't handle the truth!